giving a gift of $50. We thank you so much, Jacinth, from Port St. Lucie with a gift of $50. That leaves us $50 to go in matching funds. Then Gregory and Tina from Port St. Lucie giving a one-time gift of $100. And that's going to take care of that matching funds challenge from Pat there in Port St. Lucie. We thank you so much for that. And we have 4 minutes left in the challenge, but the challenge has been met from Pat in Port St. Lucie. Thank you so much. We're going to listen to the music. We'll come back in a minute and give you an update.
You're the weight of impurity, the Father would not see. Reasons have finally come to be too sure. The depth of His grace flowing with every sinner raised. He knew that this was why He came. Would you take the place of this man? Would you take the nails from His hands? Would you take the place of this man? Would you take the nails from His hands? Yeah, we just don't know. The blood and water flow, and in it all He shows just how much He cares. And the veil was torn so we could have this open door. And all these things have finally been complete. Would you take the place of this man? Would you take the nails from His hands? Would you take the place of this man? Would you take the nails from His hands? From His hands? From His hands? From His hands?
And that's Jeremy Camp. And the song is called This Man. Our time is 7:47. Good morning, everybody. Well, Pat from Port St. Lucie giving a $200 matching funds challenge, kind of living things up here. The phone's ringing off the hooks and a lot of folks calling. Marie out there calling in, giving a gift of $15 a month, and that's $90 over the next 6 months. We thank you so much for that. And then we had Greg said he appreciates the station. He likes to listen to Adrian Rogers. He enjoys it very much, and it's the only station where he can hear him. Well, he'll be on tonight at 8:30. We're going to preempt him this morning, Greg, but tonight at 8:30 p.m. he'll be on, and he will be back on the air as soon as we conclude our fundraising effort. That's why it's important that you join Greg and get your calls in early so we can get back to Adrian Rogers, okay? So, Greg, God bless you. Thank you for your gift of $50. We thank you so much for your comments. And then our little angel out there, Evelyn, calling in with a gift of $20, trying to get in on that matching funds. Well, she's just adding sugar on top. We're very grateful to her for that. Now, listen to this, friends. We have just gone over the $20,000 level to $20,216, and so we're going to play our doxology. And let's praise the Lord together.
Praise Father, Son, and
Well, amen, and thanks be to God for the calls coming in this morning and people making that gift of support to keep Christian radio on the air here at 89.9 FM. Well, Karen and David and Kathy, they're all out there on the phones right now. Kind of leaves me sitting here with you. And I hope that if you have not given before to WCNO, that you might prayerfully consider doing that. How long have you been listening to this radio ministry? Maybe you've been listening just for a few weeks, or maybe for a few years. Have you ever given to Christian radio before? You know, sometimes we hear those calls, you know, we tune in and someone's on the air asking for support. And, you know, a lot of times we have the habit of hearing that, but we're not hearing it. Okay, we're not hearing what maybe God is speaking to our hearts this morning. Well, I hope that you'll listen to the Lord today, and if God would have you send something our way, regardless of how small or large the gift might be, we just simply trust that you'll do what the Lord may be speaking to you about today. And if you can, pick up the phone and call and give. We have another gift. This is coming in, and Karen, why don't you tell us about it?
Jackie called in from Port St. Lucie, mm-hmm. first time giving to the station, and she's giving $10 a month for 6 months.
All right, $10 a month. That adds up to $60 over the next 6 months, and so we're putting in a $60 gift there. That takes us up to $20,276. We just went over the 20,000. You missed the doxology.
I know. I've been
been waiting all morning for it. Well, we had the doxology, and people have been calling and giving and pledging. Pat had a little $200 matching funds challenge, got things started off, and that certainly helped. And Jackie, God bless you for your gift of $10 a month. You got some more?
No, just had a prayer request that
let's pray about it right now.
Okay, so Joyce, that had called in earlier mm-hmm. with the $10 a month, she's really having a lot of financial problems. She's behind in her mortgage now, and she's having some problems needing repairs on her house mm-hmm. and just doesn't have the finances to do it. So she's pretty stressed about that. So we're just going to lift Joyce up right now. Father God, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are the one who supplies everything that we need, God. So we just lift Joyce before you. Father, I pray that you would make a way for her where there is no way. Father God, where it just seems to be hopeless, that's when you come around, Lord, and you do great and mighty things. So Father, I ask, oh God, that you would help her to get the situation straightened out with the bank and to get her finances back in order. And then for the roof repairs that she needs, Lord, I pray that you would give her a good estimate on that as she's looking for the roof repairs. I just pray that your favor would be upon her. And I just pray, God, that financially you would just bring her out of that bind that she's in. And that goes for anybody else who's in a financial situation, a hopeless situation. Father God, you are the one who supplies all of our needs. And I just pray that for everyone that's in that situation today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. David, you've been out at the phones. You have any news for us?
Well, what I was really doing when you came out was praying for one of our donors.
Okay.
And maybe while I'm here, just to say it was from Port St. Lucie, Jacqueline, who's mm-hmm. praying for her mom, Therese, who at age 90 is starting to need some help and some people to help her. She has short-term memory stuff. And just praying for her and the family to know God's wisdom for the rest of her life, where to go. So we had asked the Lord to bless her in that way.
All right. Well, why don't you pray and ask the people out there that are listening right now to join you in prayer for her.
I would. Father God, as we come before you now and this whole listening audience of WCNO, this family, Christian family, that right now in our hearts are bonded together in prayer for Therese and for Jackie and for all those members of her family who really care so much for her. Lord, your wisdom is important. You have a perfect will for everyone's life. So certainly for Therese, you've seen this coming. You already knew before the beginning of time what her needs would be at this stage in her life. Richly bless everyone who's going to be making decisions, including Therese. Show them, enlighten the pathway that they need to follow. Lead them to people and places and things that are going to be a blessing to Therese and to her family. For all of this, Father, is in your hands, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we're going to be praying with all of the folks out there that call in with your prayer request today. We'll be praying for you and asking God to meet your needs. We thank all the folks for calling and giving. Listen, we have just a little more than an hour left here this morning before we get to 9 o'clock. And in this next hour, we need to really pick up the pace a little bit. If you can call, if you have never given to WCNO before, we need you to call and make that pledge this morning. Our toll-free number, Karen?
Toll-free, 888-221-8990.
And we have a local number, too, don't we?
Yes, sir, we sure do. It's 221-1100. 221-1100.
Area code 772.
Yes, sir.
And so if you'd like to call those numbers this morning and make your gift, maybe you received a letter from us and you didn't get it in the mail to us. Well, the best thing you could do this morning is just to call and renew your pledge, and we'll go ahead and count it to our total and add it in, and that'll be an encouragement to everyone. And hopefully we'll get our fundraising done on time. I wonder if we could get it done ahead of time.
Well, you know, I believe that that's possible. You know, all things are possible.
But you got to believe.
In Christ. You have to believe.
Do we have any believers out there this morning?
We believe.
I believe. There's a lot of believers out there.
Well, we know that God is able to do all things above what we ask or think sometimes. Maybe you're a believer out there. You can stretch your faith with ours this morning. Contribute a little bit by calling the station and making that pledge of support, making sure that Joyce Meyer and Trevor Banks and Adrian Rogers and Charles Stanley and all the other programs continue to be on this station for the days ahead. We need your help at 888-221-8990. Those lines are open. We're ready to take your call, and this is how it works. When you call, we'll put a letter together. We'll mail it out to you with a return envelope, and you can simply put your gift in there and mail it back at your convenience when you can. You don't have to write the check today. You don't have to put the money order in there today. But you can call. You can make that pledge. And when you receive that letter, just hold on to it until you send it back. And you send it back when? Well, when you're able. We're going to get back to some more music. Let you listen to that. And hopefully we'll be hearing from you. 888-221-8990 is the number to call.
Of amazing comfort and rest. Your smile is never rare, your love is as free as the air.